Hey everyone, welcome back to ADHD, but make it spiritual. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and today we're diving into something super important. Talking to friends and family about your ADHD. Ever feel like you're walking on eggshells when trying to explain your brain? You know that feeling when you just want someone to get it, but the words seem to get lost in translation? Well, trust me, you're not alone. So many of us struggle with finding the right way to communicate our ADHD experiences, and today we're going to break down some practical strategies to make those conversations easier, more effective, and even, dare I say it, a little bit lighter. First things first. It's okay to feel apprehensive about talking about your ADHD with loved ones. You might be worried about their reactions, or you might just not know where to start. But remember, having open and honest conversations is key to building stronger relationships and getting the support you need. And trust me, most people who care about you genuinely want to understand what you're going through. Alright, let's get into some concrete takeaways that can help make these conversations a little less daunting. Find your tribe. Start with someone you feel super comfortable with, maybe a best friend, a sibling, or even a partner who has been supportive in the past. Having a conversation with someone who already understands you is a great stepping stone before branching out to others. Think of it like practicing your communication skills before taking center stage. Frame it positively. Instead of focusing on what ADHD takes away, talk about the unique strengths and perspectives it brings to your life. You know, that incredible creativity, hyper-focus when you're really into something, or that knack for seeing things from a different angle. Highlight those awesome qualities. Use their statements. When talking about how ADHD affects you, focus on your own experiences and feelings instead of making generalizations or blaming others. For example, instead of saying you never listen to me, try saying I feel unheard when I'm trying to talk about my day. As statements help keep the conversation focused on your needs and create a space where everyone feels heard and respected. Educate, but don't lecture. Sharing some basic information about ADHD can be helpful, but remember, you don't have to become an expert on the subject. Keep it simple, relatable, and focus on how it impacts your daily life. Think of it like giving a quick tour of your brain. You wouldn't overload someone with every single detail on a first visit, right? Be patient. Remember, understanding ADHD takes time, especially for people who haven't experienced it firsthand. Don't get discouraged if some conversations are more challenging than others. Just keep practicing and be open to learning from each other along the way. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine your friend Sarah comes over and notices you've been staring at your phone for hours. She says, "Laura, you seem really distracted lately. Is everything okay?" Now, instead of getting defensive or making excuses, take a deep breath and say something like, "Thanks for noticing, Sarah. To be honest, I'm struggling with focus lately because I have ADHD. It can make it hard to concentrate sometimes." You could then go on to explain how you're managing it, maybe mentioning strategies that work for you, or even just expressing your gratitude for her understanding. See? Simple, direct, and honest. And who knows, maybe Sarah will learn something new about ADHD in the process. So remember, talking about your ADHD with friends and family doesn't have to be a scary ordeal. By using these tips, you can make those conversations more meaningful, strengthen your relationships, and ultimately feel more supported on your journey. And that's what it's all about, right? Building genuine connections and creating a community where we can embrace our unique quirks, ADHD and all. Ready to take action? Head over to the show notes for some extra resources and links to connect with other awesome humans who get it. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might find it helpful and leave a review if you're feeling generous. See you tomorrow for another dose of ADHD wisdom.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.